Yeah. You know? Now, if you're talking about, say we raise, talking about raising wheat, you know, you'd say we raised a big
field of wheat, or a,
when it was harvested, you'd say we raised a big.
A big harvest. This crop. Year. We had a big harvest this
year. Did you ever use crop?
Big crop.
Big crop of wheat, and to take to when that was harvested, it was tied up in a
bundle,
and then
sheaves.
You know, the sheaves, and then the sheaves and bundles are the same things, right?
Made in, the sheaves and the bundles are the same thing, and then they were brought into a little shock.
And you remember when they put the two over the top, what they called those?
Yeah, that was a cap.
Did you ever hear that called a rudder?
No, not in this community.
Right.
That was a
and
cap.
Talk about after the wheat was frailed, then they'd put it into a
bin.
And when they measured it, they'd measure it and say we had 35
bushel.
All right, and they in talking about oats, they might say frail the oats, or they might say they
thrashed.
All right, now would you say if you were talking about that, you'd say the oats?
Yes.
Oats.
Were thrashed.
Uh huh. Okay, and they now I want to ask you the main thing I want to ask you about was cooking, because I'm sure you can give me different. Would you tell me about some different kinds of bread you used to make?
Well, the first and the most popular in this country is cornbread.
Uh huh.
And they had different kinds of that. Corn muffins, cornbread, and hoe cakes.
Uh-huh. Now, what's a hoe cake?
A hoe cake is where you just stir up a lot. If you have your meal, you soda it in salt. And then later, baking powder. First, you didn't want baking powder. Uh-huh. Soda and salt. And so much milk,
mm-hmm.
buttermilk. And just stir that up and put it in a pan and fry it. Get brown on one side and turn it over and fry mm-hmm. it on the other side in a round or a long shape, and that was called a hoe cake.
Mm. How thick was that?
How thick?
Mm.
About an inch.
I see. A hoe cake then was a pretty good size.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Mm. Now, something.
Now, you did that in using a hurry and didn't want to take time to make muffins, put a lot in little pans and all things like that. Or you could do that even quicker than making a pan of bread and putting it in the stove to bake 30
mm-hmm.
minutes or 25 or something like that. The hoe cake was fast. You browned it on one side and plopped it over and browned it on the other side and they rigged.
See, was it hard in the center? Was it firm
yes,
in the center?
Yes, firm in the center and brown on both sides.
Now, did you ever have make anything with corn, any other kinds of things, kind of breads with cornmeal?
Yeah, you could make mush. Well, that wasn't a bread.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only kind of bread I know, muffins and just bread.
You never made anything that was that you'd eat with a spoon other than mush?
Yes, spoon bread.
Now, what was that like?
Well, now that spoon bread was a little different. It really wasn't used for bread. It was used for a vegetable, more like a vegetable. You
uh-huh.
just you put it in a pan of water. And today we'd say put the double cooker
mm-hmm.
and cooked it just a little bit, and it never browned. It was still white,
mm-hmm.
but it was firm. Not mm-hmm. firm as bread, more like a pudding.
Did your mother used to make that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you ate it with butter while it was hot.
I see. And that, did she ever make anything with a kind of bread that she'd wrap a cloth around it
uh-huh.
and put it right down on the fire in the ashes?
East bread. Light bread.
Uh-huh. Now that was made in the fire. Was that, she put that?
I guess he's wanting me to come up there and see that. I believe we're going to have clothes.
Oh, okay.
They just have too much going
sure.
on.
Sure.
And that would be the same thing
as
pump.
That's right.
Yeah. And if the there's water in the pipe, and then the pipe, it froze. Water froze in the pipe.
And went all over the house.
What happened to the pipe? Was?
You had a pipe burst, or a frozen pipe.
Right. And the thing that, when you used to keep vinegar in a...
Vinegar jug.
Or how about something bigger than the
barrel. They used to have wooden barrels. We had one of them.
And your